the pain and ill health that they endured as a consequence. In very summary terms, the response of the government has had three main pillars. Firstly, to try and establish all of the available facts, and this has been done, I think, as mentioned by the committee member, the three independent reports that were produced. Secondly, a voluntary person-centred scheme was established, which made awards to 399 women who underwent the procedure. And through the scheme, it aimed to help find closure for the majority of women and their families without the need to face an uncertain outcome through the courts. And then thirdly, the Irish Health Service is providing the ongoing medical services to women, including medical cards. In respect of the kind of individual questions, so the first one was in relation to the number of people who had engaged with the scheme and were awarded awards through it. I think, unfortunately, in relation to this, just given the timelines involved and how far back in time this goes, I think quite a substantial number of women had passed away in the intervening years. 185 women who had applied for the scheme weren't able to establish their claim, and there was a significant amount of assistance provided in doing that. So assistance was provided by the judge who administered the scheme to try and find medical records. There was an option for the woman to be medically examined, and also the state paid for legal advice and legal assistance to the women applying to the scheme. So I think in terms of both of those issues combined, the length of time along with the applicants that were not able to establish their claim, that kind of represents the lower figure. In terms of family members and compensation, the payment was by way of recognition for the pain and suffering of many women who underwent the procedure between 1940 and 1990. So the payments were directly to the women. And then I think in terms of the final question, I think, which was in relation to I suppose the reasons why symphysiotomy was carried out as opposed to C-section, I think probably to a large extent it represents maybe the social context of the time, particularly in the 1960s. And I know the judge in her reports and indeed a number of the other reports highlighted this in particular. I suppose in comparison to today, family sizes were significantly larger throughout that period of time compared to now, and that has that had an impact just in terms of the procedure and the decision making and the clinical care that was provided at the time. I think probably at the time, in terms of the clinical evidence that was available, I think particularly with those large family sizes, C-section was considered to be a considerable risk, and symphysiotomy was the chosen intervention at that period of time. So I think that covers all of the main questions.
Thanks very much, Noel. Moving on to the next set of questions on the issue of corruption, I'm asking our colleague Gerry O'Brien, who I'm hopefully is online there and is going to come in online to address the issue of corruption.
Yes, thank you, Minister. And Chair and committee members, thank you for this opportunity to update you on matters related.